My head. This is worse than that hangover I got for that Halloween company party last year. What the hell? Where am I? What is this place? Is this a chemical plant?
The Axis chemical plant, to be precise. Top of the morning, little reporter. Welcome to my humble abode.
Humble is a cozy word for what is a giant environment killer. Speaking of killer, am I right in assuming I'm talking to the guy with the killer sense of humor plaguing Gotham lately?
As sharp as your byline depicts you to be, and quick-witted as well. Although, it was a little disappointing that such a simple trick such as pizza delivery would fool such a sharp mind.
Sleep deprivation plus being in the zone equals lack of judgment when food is offered. I would have walked off a cliff like Wile E. Coyote for food.
So, you would potentially plummet to your death for a full stomach.
Don't you know the golden oldie cartoon logic? You only fall if you look down.
And you aren't the type to look down, are you? You look up and ahead at all times, never being deterred when that nose of yours smells the tiniest hint of a conspiracy. Hence why you're in this predicament.
Speaking of which, why have you brought me here? And why Axis Chemicals? And what is this bubble? It's actually kind of cozy.
You like it? I call it the space bubble. Or, for the more introverted and socially awkward, the please stay out of my personal space bubble.
I love that. Tell me more.
Well, the whole premise is that people love their space, but there's always that inconsiderate a-hole who likes to violate it. Be it a stranger on the street or a family member slash roommate. So, I came up with a means of pushing those inconsiderate individuals out of that space, and will discourage them from invading.
Shut up and take my money!
I would, but it has a hiccup where it doesn't wear off for a good stretch of time, and isn't good for walking in or waterproof.
Damn it! Back to the drawing board!
You have no idea.
Anyway, stop distracting me! Same questions! Why have you brought me here? Why are you doing this, and why Axis Chemicals?
So many damn questions! And all of them, why? How about a real question? Why the hell not?
Wait, what?
You see, the Joker came up with this little plan some years ago. A little bit of giggles that sent people into a violent frenzy. He developed a substance that can be inhaled, absorbed through the skin, or just taken in by secondhand nature. Once the victim encounters situations that cause extreme stress or anger, they will lock onto the source of that anger, like a missile heading for its target, and take it out. They will only stop when that target ceases to move. Be it by unconsciousness or death. Brutal and to the point, don't you think?
So, the divorced husband, the young model, those workers, the old lady at the Starbucks. If what you're saying is true, they would have crossed the country, laughing hysterically, just to bludgeon those who anoint them?
Correct, madam. The Joker lost interest in this little project and literally made it up for grabs on V-Bay, a villain's version of eBay. As long as we give proper credit, anyone can use scrapped plots by Gotham's worst of the worst of supervillains. The Joker is a fan of jokes. All of his plots have a punchline. What do you think the punchline would have been had the Joker went through with this?
What? The giggles made me do it?
Haven't you ever heard the saying, laughter is the best medicine? What do you think the best medicine for stressful and just rather annoying situations is?
No way.
Yes way. All of these Karens, petulant little brats with zero accountability, people who just look to ruin your day. I cannot tell you how annoyed I was seeing all of these videos where these assholes are put in their place then and there. People just standing around thinking, oh, the cops, we'll just call the cops, and then nothing. Oh, the dissatisfaction I felt at knowing if these people had learned their lesson or not pissed me off beyond belief. Sometimes those people were let off and told they did nothing wrong. So why not help people take it into their own hands?
You've gotta be kidding me. All of this? It's all to beat the snot out of the Karens of society?
Well, that one Karen who erupted at the Starbucks was a drawback. But yes, and I ask you again, why not?
Because that's a worse excuse than that mom from the Powerpuff Girls becoming a villain over a ruined dinner. Or those grandparents from Kids Next Door trashing the treehouse for tapioca pudding. It's stupid!
Oof, throwback.
My guy. My job gets me spat at, doors slammed on me, and I even get beat up from time to time. I had to take self-defense classes for it. But do you see me wanting to laugh as I beat the snot out of them? No, because no person in this world is worth that much time and energy.
Justice League?
Do not compare me to a giant group of traumatized and sheltered orphans.
Ouch.
And using Axis Conglomerate? You could have picked any company. Why this one?
Because they were right there and they easily distribute their crap across the city like Amazon.
A scheme of convenience with the most nonsensical reason behind it. Seriously, I traded hunting down interdimensional criminals for this nonsense? All because I wanted something less.
Excuse me.
Just thinking out loud about how I'm going to have to change careers again because this one has run dry. Maybe I should go back to bounty hunting.
Wait, what are you bounty hunting?
I think I'm done with this charade now. Ah, much better. It was getting claustrophobic in there.
What? What the hell? That transformation. How did you? What are you?
Dr. Fate's lesser known counterpart that changes jobs more than democracies change leadership.
Dr. Fate? Hold on. You said bounty hunting?
Do keep up, dear. I'm low on sleep and patience. Therefore, I have no energy to repeat myself. In fact, I'm done with you altogether.
What? What is this? A bubble?
Your own personal space bubble. Complete with a confession of what you've done and why.
I cannot tell you how annoyed I was seeing all of these videos where these assholes are put in their place then and there. What the? How long have you had that?
Sir, I just said I don't want to repeat myself. Magic equals convenience.
But if you... How come
I don't abuse my powers and throw my weight around like every other superpowered being that's decided that Earth is the place to be? That's easy. It takes all the fun out of everything. I could have used my powers to find out about you, who you are, what you eat for a snack, and even what foot you step out the front door with. I could have had your entire being unraveled down to the microscopic thread. In fact, I could have easily subdued you in the time that we've spoken. But you went through all this effort. It would have been rude of me to interrupt you.
You? How dare you?
I think you and I are done here. Be a good boy while the police arrest you.
What the hell? You were even able to notify the police?
Oh no, my partner did that. He's an absolute peach. He loves playing cop while I play Super Sleuth. He was more than likely nearby, ready to lend me a hand when I land myself in trouble like I usually do. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some new jobs to look into. Be sure to give the cops this recording of you, okay? It'll be crucial with throwing you in Arkham.
Wait! Get back here! How dare you! Get back here, you manipulative bitch!
Well, that was certainly fun. Thanks for letting me play Damsel in Distress.
Meh, no problem. I figured you needed something exciting before you burst his bubble.
You're a disgrace of a familiar, you know that?
But I'm your disgrace of a familiar. So, are you really gonna change jobs again? Do I have to find another one too?
Nah, I was just bluffing about that. Just wanted to get him riled up. You've been having fun playing human cop, and I like playing investigative journalist. Being normal, with a little dazzle, has been healthy for us.
Oh, thank the fates. I wasn't ready to leave. I at least want to make commissioner before we go anywhere.
I'm not immortal like you, Ryan. I don't have that kind of time.
Oh, shut up.
Anyway, it's... ew, 6 a.m. Morning crepes and then bed?
Sounds like a plan. By the way, I caught wind of another case while waiting for you to spring your trap. Want in on it?
Ooh, I'm tingling with anticipation.